Alrighty then, hold on to your gadgets. After today's tech update, we've got a call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that's just too good to skip.
There's one thing to be learned from Kate Middleton's Class and Substance. We pay far too much attention to far too many smart-ass internet trolls. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Being an A-list celebrity does not preclude someone from being a troll. Take actress Blake Lively and her groveling apology for her tasteless Kate Middleton joke. Second-rated late-night host Stephen Colbert joked the princess was out of sight because her husband was having an affair. He named the woman, Rose Hadbury, a friend of the Windsors. Just before Kate's announcement, the woman's attorney contacted CBS, the first step to a defamation lawsuit. The never-appropriate Andy Cohen copied that same joke. Then there's the attention-craving Kim Kardashian and her joke about looking for Kate. I could go on. The trolls definitely will, unless we deprive them of what they desire most, that is, your attention. Join a 500,000 folks who get tech smart the easy way with my free newsletter at getkim.com.
All right, just as I promised, here's a fantastic call from my show that you've got to hear.
Let's see, Jeff in Washington, D.C. Hi there, Jeff.
How you doing, Kim?
I'm good. What's going on?
The evil Verizon overlords have decided to decommission my CDMA flip phone. I want a portable phone because my wife makes me have one, but all I wanted to do was make a phone call. I don't want texting. I don't want cameras. I don't want computers. I just want a telephone.
Okay. You don't want to play bubbles. You don't want to do any of that. I just want to make a phone call.
I did 40 years of government IT. The last thing I want to see is any more of that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So what'd you do as in IT?
I can only tell you about the unclassified stuff, but it was network sysadmin, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And I would never, right. And by the way, you. For your other caller, I would never own an iPhone.
So that means you know. So buying my old iPhone is definitely out of the question.
I'm good.
It is. Yeah, I got it. All right. A couple of phones.
Okay.
Well, actually, there's really only one phone. I said a couple, but I'll tell you about the other one. Because you really just, because you just said you just want a phone. Do you want a camera?
Nope.
We just want a phone.
If Don Adams' phone that had a little rotary dial on it really existed, I would get it.
You're so funny. I like you. That's great. There's a phone called the Light Phone 2.
L-I-T.
Light, L-I-G-H-T.
L-I-G-H-T.
Yep, Light Phone 2.
Okay.
Yep, and it's $300.
Okay.
It has a monochrome design. You either get it in light gray or black.
Okay.
There's only one model.
Okay.
That's all you get. There's no message history, no texting, no camera, no GPS.
Perfect.
It works on all the carriers.
Okay.
You can turn on or off the Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Don't need those.
So at least you got a little Bluetooth in case you can turn them off. And here's the deal is that when you go to the website for a Light Phone, I think the website is lightphone.com. When you go to order it, they manufacture these phones on demand.
Okay.
So there are no supplies. There's no supplies that are sitting there where it's like you can have it within 3 to 5 days. So let's see, it's September. So probably 6 weeks, four to 6 weeks is normally. So you order the phone today, you'll get it in
Christmas,
probably early part of October. No. They're pretty good. I think you'll get it like the beginning part of October. Now, here's the deal. Because you've been in IT, and so you're kind of a geek of the week, and I am too. I have never tried the Light Phone, but I have a friend who swears by it, who sounds like that you two are cut from the same cloth. That can you just drop me an email and tell me how much you like it or don't?
Can do. I'm not okay. Quite the
yes,
Luddite.
Called,
I just
so,
don't like to be tracked.
No, that's my friend is the same way. He's just tired of all the tracking because we are being tracked.
Absolutely.
It's a ridiculous amount of tracking when we really want to sit down. You might find this interesting. I was interviewing a guy who's really big in the advertising industry, and I asked him, I said, how many data points do you think you have on the average American? And I had heard it's like 24,000, 25,000 data points.
More than that.
And he looked at me and he said, infinite.
Yeah.
And I said, infinite. And he said, yes, every day people add more data points every single day.
Oh, big hugs for listening. Now, if you have a tech pickle that you want me to sort out, head over to commando.com and hit that email Kim button. I sift through every single email you send my way. Now, if you want the lowdown on the digital world every single day in your inbox, head over to getkim.com and just sign up for my free daily newsletter. You're going to love it.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. So when it comes to capturing student attention, paper airplanes can't beat the lesson plan. HP and CDW, make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.